Or if you take your Bibles and turn back with me to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. And then I'm going to go ahead and have you turn to Leviticus chapter 13. Leviticus chapter 13. I've entitled this message, Only True Lepers Are Cleansed. Only true lepers are cleansed. Now look at this in verse 12 of chapter 5. It says, And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy. This man was full of leprosy. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, he was full of leprosy. This man was an outcast. This man had no ability to worship God. He was cast out from his family. And then he sees Jesus and he falls on his face and he besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. Now, you understand that according to the law, that would defile someone else. If you or I were to touch this man, according to the law, we would be defiled. But you see, the one touching cannot be defiled. He touches this man for a purpose. He touched him. Put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And notice the power. And immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he charged him and told to tell no man, but go show himself to the priest and offer for a cleansing according to Moses' command. See, Christ was still a man under the law. And he was commanding him to obey the law of Moses, which was to go show yourself to the priest. Now, why would he do that? For a testimony. A testimony unto them. And of course, if they did that cleansing ceremony, which is in Leviticus 14, he would be testifying of his death, of his blood, because those offerings all pictured him who cleanses leprosy, the leprosy of sin. And he said, don't tell anybody, but what happened? And so much more the fame went abroad of him. And great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed of him of their infirmities. Now, in this account, the Holy Spirit sets forth the history of this certain man of a certain village. I always like when the Scripture says that. It don't matter. Certain man, he was full of leprosy. This man was unclean. He was outcast from his family, his friends, and the worship of God. And Jesus, he's passing by and this man sees him. He's obviously heard of him. He's heard what he could do, and he falls on his face. And in faith, he declares this, Lord. Now you get that. He was a man. Christ was a man. And this man saw another man walking by. But he knew this man was someone special. This man was Lord. And he said, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And as always, Jesus answering the cry of the needy. He always in mercy and healing the sick, delivering the captive, recovering of the sight to the blind, because that's why he came. He came to do these things. And even now, Jesus, seeing this man's need and healing plea, he puts forth his hand and in deity, in power, he cleanses him. I will! Don't you think those words sounded good to the man who was a leper? I will! If you will, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately he was clean. Without delay, this man's leprosy was totally healed. And Jesus, still honoring the law, tells him to go and show himself so that by performing those ceremonies, again, he's testifying of his coming, of his dying. But this man's joy, his heart was so full that he couldn't keep it a secret. And matter of fact, if he didn't say anything, just his presence alone would warrant questions. This man who was full of leprosy comes back home and his family sees him and he's clean. He's pure. His heart full of joy, he testifies of what happened. Well, this man, Jesus, he willed that I be clean, and I was clean. That was his testimony. And the result of this was the great multitude then began to follow him. Now, this miracle that Jesus performed was indeed a great benefit to that man. This leper, who had spent all that time under this plague, was now healed. It was a great benefit to him. But what and how does this benefit us? Why would the Holy Spirit put this particular man in Holy Scripture for us to read? Now, we might say, well, wow, that's a great miracle. So, Jesus can perform miracles. Well, of course He can. He's performed miracles ever since sin came into this world. He's been performing miracles. So, that's something that we can know about Him. But there is much more here. Every time Christ performs a miracle, it is for us a picture of how He saves sinners. Every miracle is a gospel message, an outward manifestation of something that Christ does inwardly toward His people. The wonders that Jesus did on earth were given to be a picture of the gospel. A gospel message to each one. Now, the first thing I want you to see is this leprosy. What in the world is this leprosy? Leprosy always in Scripture is a picture of sin. The malady of leprosy is really the malady of sin. Now, leprosy was not only a real disease, a real plague. It was used of God to testify of the greater and deeper malady, the more harmful malady and disease, which is sin. Leprosy, you see, the physical leprosy can only consume the flesh. That's all it could do. Physical leprosy could not touch the soul. You remember that Miriam, Moses' sister, she was a believer. Her soul was pure, and yet she had the malady of leprosy cast on her when she made those statements against Moses. So leprosy physically has no bearing on the soul, but it is a, consider sin, how much greater sin is, because sin not only destroys the soul, it also can destroy the body. Sin is the greater malady. And so important is this picture of leprosy that God Himself devotes two chapters in Leviticus. Two chapters in the book of Leviticus, His law concerning this matter of leprosy. And as again, this matter of leprosy is a picture of sin. Now, I want you to see a few things about leprosy. Go back to Leviticus chapter 13 and look at this. Leviticus chapter 13. Don't you see, I believe I got four things. I didn't write, and if I don't write at the beginning, I don't necessarily know how many I got. Sometimes I forget. I think there's four, but we'll go through each one of them. First of all, I want you to see that only the high priest was to evaluate and determine whether someone was a true leper. In other words, this disease, they did not send them to a doctor. When you had leprosy, you didn't go to a doctor. You didn't seek a surgeon. You didn't seek medication. Leprosy in Scripture was always a plague from God. When you got leprosy, you were condemned. You had done something against God and you were being punished. And so, but only the priest could evaluate, only the priest could examine. Therefore, the Holy Ghost, I want you to see this, It is the Holy Ghost who must convince you of sin. It's the Holy Spirit who examines us and convinces us, shows us that we, by nature, are lepers. He's the only one. Now, I can tell you, you are a sinner. I can tell you, according to the Scriptures, that from the sole of your foot to the head, there is no soundness in you. I can tell you, I've told you that multiple times. I can't really convict you of that. If I convict you, you'll go out feeling guilty, and in about a couple of days, you'll forget about it. But if the Holy Spirit examines your soul and finds leprosy, He will not let you forget. He is the one that convinces of sin. And so you can read that he says that in verse 2. He says, "He shall be brought to Aaron and the priest, and one of his sons, the priest, and the priest shall look upon the plague that is in the skin of the flesh." Now then, I want you to see this also. There was no earthly cure for physical leprosy. There was no earthly cure. If anyone was cured of the plague of leprosy, it was always a divine act. It was always an act of God. So no amount of medication, no amount of salve, no amount of any doctor's prescription could cure this disease. Only the priest could tell you if you had it, and if you got it, there was no cure, earthly cure. And I want you to know this, with this malady of sin, there is no earthly cure. No amount of religion, no amount of ceremonies, no amount of will and determination can cure a man of the malady of sin. Nothing you can do. In this country, we always have this determination. We think there's always something you can do. I think we despise to hear that. If we go to a business and that we get them to do something, they say, "Well, that just can't be done." What are we going to do? We're going to find somebody else. Because we know somehow that can get done. Well, in this instance, there is nothing you can do. You cannot cure yourself. Just as this leper could not cure himself, you cannot cure yourself of the malady of sin, no matter what you do. No matter how sincere you are, no matter the effort you put into it, you cannot cure this disease. Now we saw this if you were to look in 2 Kings, you remember Naaman the leper, right? Naaman the leper. He was a mighty warrior. He was a valiant man. He was in all eyes of earthly people, he was a good man. And the king of Syria loved him so much that, you know, when Naaman heard that there was a prophet in Israel that could cure leprosy, he said, "Send me." And so the king wrote him a letter and sent him to the king of Israel. And, you know, that king, he read that letter. And the king, he said this in 2 Kings. He says, "Am I God? Am I God to kill and make alive, that this man does send unto me to recover this man from leprosy?" That's not what he really sent him for. Send to the prophet. The prophet knew God could cure him. And it was, you understand, it was God alone that could... Listen to me, the only cure for your sin is God. That's it. If God will, He can cleanse you of your leprosy. If He will, He can. And so only God can cleanse a sinner. Only God can pardon iniquity and forgive transgression. And see this man, this leper, a picture of the sinner. Just as this man, he had a real need of healing. Even so, listen, real sinners have a real need of healing. if you know you are a spiritual leper, you know this. I need cleansing. I need healing. Else I die. Now, if this man were not a leper, surely he would have no need of Christ. Isn't that right? If there were some other cure, don't you think he would have found it by now? He would have no need of Christ. Listen, if you have no need of Christ this morning, I want you to understand, you are not in your eyes a leper. In your eyes, you're clean. You don't have a need. Therefore, you will not come to Christ unless you see your need. Unless you see your need. So then this morning, I pray by the Word of God that God Himself would examine every heart and convict every leper of their need. Now, in Leviticus 13, I want you to see what constitutes a leper. How, when the priest did the examination, they were very specific things they had to look for. And without these things, there was no leprosy. There was no leprosy. Again, this morning, only lepers need to be cleansed. Only lepers need Christ. So if you're not a leper, then this isn't for you. This message is for lepers. This message is for sinners. First of all, true leprosy was always deeper than the skin. Look at this in verse 3. And the priest shall look upon the plague of the skin that's in the flesh, and when the hair of the plague is turned white, and the plague in the sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. The priest would take this person who had some rising, some scab, some blemish. It would pop up, little blister. It'd be manifest in different ways, but it would come up and he would have to take it to the priest and they would examine. They'd separate this man and put him away for 7 days. And this spot of leprosy, if it went away, it was not leprosy. Right? If it just, he got a scab one day, hey, look at this. I think I have leprosy. And the priest would say, okay, we'll go over here for 7 days and then we'll come back and we'll look at it again. 7 days later, come back. Oh, that's just a scab. And it goes away. Well, you're not a leper. Go on. You're clean. Go on. Even so with a man. Listen, some men may feel guilt. They may have their conscience pricked. They may have some sickness or some malady of the flesh that causes them to fear. And for a time, they may think, oh, I might be a sinner. Well, put him away for a little while and see what happens. If he put him away for 7 days, you know what? And nothing there. He's not a leper. By and by, he forgets his malady and the whole actions, religion go away. Now, I've seen this. I have seen men, grown men, come into my office at times pouring tears. Oh, they're so wicked. They're so vile. They're so sinful. Oh, I'm going to die. I'm going to go to hell. They're so afraid. 2 or 3 weeks later, where are they? You know what happened? Oh, that was just a scab. That was just a scab. It's not deeper than the skin. The malady is only skin deep. But a true leper feels and knows his sin is much deeper than the doctors of religion can cure. A true sinner knows that his sin runs into the very recesses of his soul. That being a sinner is not what he does, or even how he feels. A real sinner understands that he himself is sin by nature. That's all we are. That's all we can do. You see, my sin runs much deeper than the flesh. Therefore, there is no fleshly cure for my sin. Sin is rooted in our hearts, so that all we do, all we touch, becomes defiled. You know, it's in the law, if a leper were to touch something, it's just done defiled. It's defiled. He'd sit in that chair had to be burned. He had to touch your clothes, and those clothes turn a certain color, they got to be burned. They'll be destroyed. Why? It's defiled. You understand, whatever a leper does is defiled. Whatever a sinner does is defiled. No matter how sincere he might be in his religion, he cannot cure himself. Now, if your malady can be cured by religion, because you're not a leper. You're not a leper. Second thing about leprosy. The hair must be turned white. Look at that in verse 3. And the hair of the plague be turned white. That is, all that comes from leprosy is death. In other words, if you have this spot, right? It comes up, and you know it's deep. It's deep. You can see it. It can't be flicked away like a scab. It runs deep in the skin. And what's going to happen is there's a white hair going to come out of it. In other words, it killed it. It's a dead hair. And so what comes out of the sinner is nothing but death. Nothing but death. The corruption of sin always breeds death. When sin is finished, you know it always produces death. So all we do that comes from our heart comes from a dead heart, a dead nature. All our works are dead, all our religion is vain, and all the fruits of our deeds in the sight of God are corrupt. You remember what God says about man when He looked upon the earth in Noah's time? He said this, that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And so God convicts one of sin. He is convicted that he is dead. Are you this morning, does your malady run deeper than the skin? Does this malady of sin, is it rooted in your spiritually dead nature? Do you know that? When God convicts a man, David said, "When thou with rebukes dost correct a man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth." Has your beauty consumed away? I'll tell you, a leprous man was a very ugly man. You know, that stuff, it just destroys the whole of your flesh. It mars your face and your hands. It corrodes every beauty. That's what a true leper knows. My sin runs deeper than the flesh. It roots itself in a dead nature, so all I do is sin. The third thing is this, that a true leper is that it, the true nature of a leper is that leprosy always spreads. Look at verse 8, Leviticus 13. He says, "If the priest see that, behold, the scab spreadeth in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy." In other words, listen, sin cannot be contained. Like leprosy, it cannot be isolated. True sinfulness spreads throughout the whole of the man. It's never... You ever try to contain sin in yourself? You ever try? Now listen, you could probably chain yourself to a chair and keep your body from actually performing the sin, but can you stop thinking about it? Can you contain it? No, you can't. Sin, like leprosy, cannot be contained. See then the vanity of false religion trying to contain sinful men. Why do you think their churches are full of laws and bylaws and creeds. And what are they trying to do? They're trying to contain sin. They're trying to corral it. You know, if we don't put laws on people, surely they're going to get out. No. The more you put a law on a man, the more he's going to get out. The more sin is going to spread. Why? Because that's the nature of the leprosy. The leprosy, it always spreads. So then, can you by striving contain sin? Can you by your will or determination keep yourself from spreading sin? And I'll tell you this. Can you get better by obedience to the law? No. Just like leprosy, sin, if you are a true leper, you know this for sure, that this leprosy of sin has spread to your whole soul. Your whole soul. And the fourth thing about leprosy is this. It's raw. Painful. Look at this in verse 10. The priest shall see him, and behold, if the rising be white in the skin, and have turned the white hair, and there be quick, raw flesh in the rising. In other words, when leprosy would eat the flesh, it would expose the muscle and the bone. It would be exceedingly painful. There's one thing about a true leper, sin is painful. You feel the malady of your sin. If you are a true leper, you know that sin is painful. You know this, that you, like the lepers, have been outcast from the presence of God. Consider this man in our text. You realize this, that this man, he had everything taken from him. Everything. His home, his family, his clothes. He was given an old linen or woolen garment that he had to wear, and he had to cover his face, and he had to go through the crowd if he was anywhere near somebody, and he had to confess, unclean, unclean. He couldn't be touched by any human being. He was cast out from the worship of God. He couldn't worship God. He was cast out from the presence of God and His people. This was a painful malady, not only physically, emotionally. It was loneliness. And I'll tell you this, when a man is convicted of sin, sin is no longer the joy that it was. It's painful. It's painful. We are fearfully aware that we cannot cure ourselves and except God cure us. There is no hope for us. Is this soul plague? Have you experienced this plague? Do you feel the weight of guilt of your sins? Then see that there is no other way to heal this except what happened to our friend in Luke chapter 5. There is no cure except for the one that happened in our text. Go back to your text. Go back to your text. Now, this is important. Are you such a leper? Is your sin deeper than the skin? Is all your works dead? Is it spreading? You that have been saved, has your sin, that old nature, been contained? To where the more I grow in grace, the more I know of that man's leprosy, that old man. I know more of him. He is still just as vile and corrupt as he ever was, even more so. Behold then, the only remedy for such lepers is Jesus. Look at this man. And it came to pass when in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. This leper in our text, seeing Jesus, he fell down. He besought him as Lord, asking for his mercy. If you will, you can. Now this man no doubt had heard of Jesus' power. He had either witnessed it himself or he had heard it from someone else, but he knew something about this man Jesus. And he comes to this man and he falls down. He kneels to the power of this one. He knew that this man alone, if there was any hope for him, it had to be from this man. If you are a leper in need of spiritual cleansing, if you are such a poor creature, convinced of your leprosy, friends, I am telling you by the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, there is only one cure. There is only one in all the universe that can cure you. Only one. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I like this. Now, I believe Jude said this, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory. Jude knew something about this one. He knew he alone was able. He was only able to save and he's able to keep. He's the only one. Now look at this leper, this sinner, and behold now the Son of God, who is declared to be God, the Savior of sinners. Now do you have a need of Him? Has all else failed? I know this. You're going to try everything you can before you ever come to Him. I like that woman who had the issue of blood. You know, she spent all her living on those doctors. And then when she had nothing else, when she had nothing else, she came to Christ. And that's how we are. By nature, it's just how it is. You're going to try everything. Your flesh will try everything. You know what God's going to do if He's going to save you? Is He's going to make everything fail. Everything you try is going to fail. And when it does, He'll bring you to Himself. He'll bring you to Himself. And you'll feel your need of Him. And when you feel your need of Him, come to Him. To everyone that is outcast from God, like this man, everyone who needs cleansing, everyone who cannot cleanse himself, come like this man to Christ. When you come, how should you come? First of all, this man came in humiliation. Look at how this man came to Christ. When he seen Jesus, he fell on his face and begged. There was no bargaining here. This man fell on his face. You know, I like this. In all the Old Testament Scripture, when Christ comes in this pre-incarnate state, you know what this Scripture says all the time? It says, and they fell as dead at His feet. They fell as dead. It's like the life went out of them and they just fell down. That's how this man came. He fell down on his face. He worshipped Him. This is how true sinners come to Christ. They come on their face. I'll ask you that. Have you come on your face? Or you come standing up to Christ and making a bargain with Him? Well, you're not a leper. You think you've got something to offer. Well, if you've got something to offer, you'll never come and He'll never cure you. You'll never be cleansed of your sin. But all who come to Him in this way, they come as true lepers. Lord, they come like that publican. Lord, be propitious unto me. Be merciful unto me. This man would not so much lift up his eyes to heaven. He was not worthy to lift up his eyes. This man, his face was down to the ground. He was not worthy to look up to it. He knew. He came unworthy. This man bowing down in the presence of God, he said, Lord. He came to him seeing then this, that was God manifest in the flesh. As I've told you before, just only God can cure leprosy. This man, he came to Jesus, he must be convinced that he was God. He must be convinced. Only God could do this. And so he comes to him as God. Behold then, the holy, sinless Son of God, the Creator and Sustainer of all things, who moves all things after the counsel of His own will. Everything moves according to His will. And yet we know this, the leper in that state of deity could never come to Christ. If Christ had not come down, that man could not have been healed. Same with the true sinner. Had God not come down to us, there would have been no cure. But Jesus Christ came in human flesh. He came to save sinners. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9, it says, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know how gracious He was? He who was rich. I had to think about that a little bit. How rich was He? Can you measure the infinite riches of Christ seated upon the throne of God? Before His incarnation? Can you imagine the praise, the constant, perpetual praise of angels constantly crying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Can you imagine their surprise when He stepped off of His throne, derobed Himself, and came in flesh? He condescended to such a low estate for this purpose, to save lepers. He came to cleanse this man of his leprosy. Now you listen. He came to cleanse this man of his leprosy. And when I was convicted of my leprosy, I fell on my face and cried, Lord, because I know Him to be God and man. Do you know that? Have you come to Him as that? All lepers do. And we come to Him because He came down to shed His blood so as to cleanse us. This is why He came. The only remedy for this leprosy truly is the blood of Jesus Christ. And if you were to look at the cleansing ceremony of the leper in chapter 14, you would see it's full of blood. Full of blood. Why? Because blood is the remedy, friends, of our leprosy. In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Listen, for sin and for uncleanness. Now that has reference to leprosy. Unclean. Remember, that's what they must cry, unclean. So what was the blood shed for? For uncleanness. For leprosy. So as we come to Him by as God, manifest in the flesh, we see His blood is the only cleansing for our sins. Sin of necessity must be punished, yet God desires and has willed to show mercy. Now this man came and he bowed down and he said, Lord, if You will. Now listen, he was seriously asking a question because he didn't know. I'm here to tell you that God has openly displayed His willingness to cleanse lepers. Even before this man came, if he would just read what God had said in His covenant. He said, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put My law into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. You see the will of God? I will make you holy, and I will to cleanse you of all your sin. He said, put your law in his heart. Now, that doesn't mean that he's going... Every man has the law of God written in his heart, right? So that's not what he's talking about. He said, I'm going to put a holy nature in you. One that has already obeyed the law of God. That's what Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8. There's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Why? Because what the law could not do and it was weak to the flesh, God sending His Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh that the law of God might be fulfilled in us. And it is. If you've been cleansed of Christ, listen, you've been cleansed and you've been made holy. How? By the blood of Christ. He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified by His one offering. You see there, God laid at Calvary all the iniquity of His people. That God made Christ to be sin for us who knew no sin. You see, I like this. When Christ didn't have to touch this leper, did He? Did He have to touch him? Why did He touch him? He touched him for a type, a picture. Now we know this. When Christ touched him, He was not contaminated. We understand that. What He did was show us that He was to take our defilement. He was to take our sins. He was to be made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be healed, that we might be the righteousness of God in Him. So there is for sinners, for leprosy, a cleansing because God has been forever satisfied with Christ's offering. Are you then a leper in need of cleansing this morning? Let me ask you this. Why do you tarry? If you need cleansing, what are you waiting for? Now listen, if you're not a true leper, this doesn't have any meaning to you. If you are a true sinner, what stops you from coming to Christ? The only thing that stops you is this. You're not a true leper. If you were, you would come. I like that hymn. If you tarry till you're better, but you will never come at all. This man came full of leprosy. He didn't wait till he had a little less leprosy. He came full of leprosy. Now you listen. Come full of sin. And you'll go away clean of sin. That's what this man found. Listen, that's what I found. Isn't that what you found? You that are lepers by nature, is that what you found when you came and bowed yourself? How did you come then? You came by faith. You came, you see, he didn't wait for Christ to cleanse him to come. He came full of leprosy. He came in faith, trusting this man had the ability to cleanse him. Listen, if you don't come to Christ, one, you don't believe you're a leper, and two, you don't believe He can cleanse you. That's the only way you can see it. You must come in faith. I don't know what this man knew of Christ. I don't know how much he knew. But I tell you this, he knew he was able. If you don't come to Christ, most likely you don't believe He's able. You don't believe He's sufficient. This is what religion does. Religion believes that Christ has some part of this, but He's not quite sufficient. You know, there's something else that I have to add to His work. No, when you come to Christ as a leper, you realize that He alone is able to save you. And that's why you come to Him. Because He alone can cleanse us of our leprosy. He alone can cleanse us of our sin. And therefore, He said this, if you will, you can. What was the sticking point? If you will. This is what natural man hates about the gospel, is that all salvation belongs to God to give it or not. That there is nothing you can do to manipulate deity to give you salvation. It is totally according to His will. Christ had every right to say no. Didn't He? Every right. Did He? Did He say, can you find any place where a man comes as a sinner to Christ and He turns him away? Can you find it? You can't. Because He is omnipotently merciful. Omnipotently merciful. He is able to save. And listen to me. He is willing to save only one group of people. Those that are full of leprosy. Full of leprosy. Are you full of leprosy? Then come by faith, because He alone is able and He is willing. He is willing. You know, those lepers, I always think of this when I think about a sinner, and he's contemplating and the Lord's working with him, and he doesn't know if Christ will save him or not. He knows he's not worthy of it. And he just doesn't know. I think of those lepers outside that gate, and everybody was starving in Jerusalem, right? No food there. No food there. They were surrounded by the Assyrian army, right? And these lepers, they get together and they start reasoning. They say, well, if we go in the city, we'll die. If we stay here, we'll die. But listen, the Assyrians, they got food, right? And if we go to them and we die, what's the difference? Peradventure, they said, they will save us alive. And you remember what happened? The Lord had already sent those Assyrians. He sent His angel through there and already sent them out, healed them. You know, when those lepers go around, they start looking. There's nobody there. All this food. And they start gorging themselves. They start eating it. They start eating and eating and eating. And they get so full and they said, you know what? Maybe we should share this with everybody else. They said, we can't keep it to ourselves. And so they go in the gate and start telling everybody there's food out there. And they just don't believe them. And what I'm telling you is there's food out there. Christ is able and Christ is willing to save. Why won't you go? He's able and He's willing. Now listen, if you come to Him and He's not willing, what have you lost? You'll die anyway. What have you lost? Peradventure. Listen, I know it's more than a peradventure. Because He says, I will. Come, you weary, heavy laden, bruised and mangled by the fall. If you tarry till you're better, you'll never come at all. Not the righteous, sinners, Jesus came to call. And listen what He said. He touched it. I've often thought about this. The man has not been touched. In however long he's had leprosy, no one has touched him. Can you imagine living without touch? You know, they did the experiments cruel experiments with children. They'd put a child and they'd just set him aside. Now they'd feed him and put clothes on him. They'd change his diaper. They'd take care of every need. They wouldn't touch him. He died. Man will die without touch. Can you imagine the blessing of being touched? But not just being touched by anybody. God Himself touched him. When a leper comes to Christ and he feels the touch of omnipotent power, what a grace, what a mercy, what love. He touched him and he said this, I will. Be thou clean. Jesus said this, all that the Father giveth me, they shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Was there ever a chance this man was going to be sent away? When you came to Christ, was there ever any chance that you were going to be sent away? He came to that certain city for that certain man full of lepers. Even so it is with all his people. He comes to them in power. He touches them. And listen, when he touches, what happened? Look at your text again. He put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And what? Immediately the leprosy departed him. When Christ saves a man, his sin is gone. His sin is gone. I know this. My sin was gone long before I experienced it. In the mind and eye of God, this man was as good as cured before he became a leper. And before I became a sinner in experience, listen, my leprosy was already removed. Christ bore my sins in His own body on the tree long before I knew it. But I'm so thankful that I experienced it. And every one of His people will experience it. And notice what this man does. He says, go tell the priest and do according to the law of Moses for a testimony unto who? Them. To those who are still under the law. Listen. This man that healed me, this man that cleansed me, those offerings and sacrifices, picture how he cleanses me. I like he takes those birds, you know, and he take those birds and you slit the bird's throat and you run it under running water. That was the ceremony in Leviticus 14. You know what that speaks of? His blood is like a flowing river that constantly cleanses. That blood pours out and is constantly cleansing us, constantly making us clean. What a wonder this is. Yes, we were immediately healed, but I tell you this, we are constantly healed, perpetually healed. Who keeps you healed? How is it that that malady of leprosy would never come back into the new nature? Because of Christ keeping us clean. Now then the question is this, are you a true leper or a fake? Only true lepers are cleansed. Only true sinners need a Savior. Only true sinners come to Christ pleading for mercy. And what does every true sinner find at the feet of Christ? Mercy. Cleansing. Healing. If you are a true leper, come now. Come now. I like this, I don't even know where I put it. It was a poem. I think Joseph Hart wrote it. A sinner is a sacred thing. The Holy Ghost hath made him one. You know why a sinner is a sacred thing? Because only sinners are saved. And when God convicts you of your leprosy, listen, you'll come to Christ. And when you come, He is not only able, He's willing. He's willing. I pray God will bless this to you. Let's stand and be dismissed in prayer.